had caught her eye, and she had decided to attend the show. Cheap wine was being served. She was sipping from a plastic glass and taking in the assorted mixture of people who were studying the paintings. That was when Ivan joined her.
"What do you think of them?"
he asked, his voice even and pleasant.
"The people or the paintings?"
she replied, and they both laughed. The exhibition ended at 7. Ivan had suggested that if she wasn't busy, she might want to come with him to a small Italian restaurant nearby, where he guaranteed the food was delicious. That was the beginning of what had become a constant in her life. Of course, it was inevitable that, after a month or so, her family wanted to know where she was going and with whom. Predictably, their response to her answers had been one of horror. After he graduated college, Ivan had followed his passion in the sports fitness field. He was a personal trainer, for now, but he had a natural talent, big dreams, and a strong work ethic, perhaps the only traits he shared with Bob.
"Mom, get some widower your own age," Anna had snapped. "I'm not looking for anyone to marry," she told them, "but I certainly enjoy having a fun and interesting evening."
Now a glance at her watch made her realize that she had been standing still for minutes, and she knew why. Was it because, despite the 20-year age difference, she was seriously considering the possibility of marrying Ivan? The answer was yes. Shaking the thought away, she resumed her study of the dress forms of the former first ladies. I wonder if any of them realized, or even suspected, that they would have a day like this in their lives, she asked herself. I certainly never dreamed of how my life would change. Maybe if Bob had lived longer and gone into politics, he might have been a mayor or a senator, even a president. But he did create a company and a neighborhood and a way for me to support causes I believe in, like the museum. This gala drew A-list celebrities and the city's most generous donors. As a member of the Board of Trustees, Virginia would be front and center that evening, and she had Bob's money to thank for the honor. She heard footsteps behind her. It was her 36-year-old daughter, Anna, whose dress was as beautiful as the one Virginia had commissioned for herself. Anna had scoured the internet for a gown similar to the gold lace Oscar de la Renta that Hillary Clinton had worn to the inauguration in 1997.
"Mom, the media are arriving on the red carpet, and Ivan was looking for you. He seemed to think you'd want to be there."
Virginia tried not to read into her daughter's words. On the one hand, "he seemed to think you'd want" was passive-aggressive, as if Anna knew better what her mother would want. On the bright side, apparently Anna had had a cordial conversation with Ivan and had come searching for her at his request.
"Oh, how I wish my family would accept whatever decision I finally make for myself," she thought, slightly annoyed. "They have their own lives and everything they will ever need. Give me a break and let me live my life the way I choose."
She tried to brush away the thought as she said,
"Anna, you look gorgeous. I'm so proud of you."
They walked out of the gallery together, Virginia's blue taffeta rustling next to Anna's gold lace. Later that evening, Virginia's black hair and colorful gown were spotted by a jogger as he ran through Central Park. He stopped when he realized his foot had grazed an object protruding from the snow. He was shocked to see that the woman he was looking at was not only dead, but her eyes were still open and her expression frozen in fear and horror. Virginia Wakeling had fallen, or been thrown, from the roof of the museum. 1. Lori Moran could not ignore the satisfied expression on her 9-year-old son's face as he watched the waiter place her breakfast on their table.
"What's the secret?" she asked with a smile.
"No secret," Timmy replied. "I was just thinking how really cool you look in that suit."
"Well, thank you so much," Lori said, pleased, even as she reflected on the fact that Timmy's use of the word cool was another sign that he was growing up. School was closed while teachers were at an education convention. Because of that, Lori had decided to go in late so she could take Timmy and her father to breakfast. Timmy had been to Sarah Beth's restaurant for breakfast.